This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I am Barely, and with me is...
I am Keynes.
And I'm Pup Dawson.
And today we're going to be talking about your pup play or quote-unquote sex kit. But before we do this, I want to tell you guys a story about Uncut Cock.
My cock?
Okay.
No,
Uncut Cock. Yes, which I know Keynes is uncut.
You know what? I cannot wait to have my tongue up all up in there.
Because it's very nice. I've done that to him.
I'm literally going to be watching Steven Universe while just having his cock in my mouth with my tongue running through the tip.
Okay. So
that's it. Sorry.
I used to not like Uncut Cock. I always thought it was gross and it just looked bad and it just didn't, you know, it just didn't do it for me. And then I met Keynes, and the very first time that we got naked together and you had an uncut cock, and I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, I was almost like, ah, but
is it because he showers 7 times a day?
Well, that could be part of it. But I learned the joys of playing with it. And now when I get a hookup that's got an uncut cock, I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. So, Keynes, it's all your fault that now I have a quote-unquote fetish for uncut cock. And one of the things I love to do, I got this one guy that comes over, and I just love to like just stick my finger in there and just run it around the tip. And he just turns into this puddle of melted butter when I do that. And it's just so much fun. So much fun.
So anyway. I just like, depending on how much skin you have at the end. Because mm-hmm. I'm one of those guys that like just likes putting it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know how like when you have a lozenge in your mouth?
Yeah,
exactly. And you like just kind of like flick it around and like you'll move it from one cheek to the other. I'll do the mm-hmm. same thing. So like we're watching Disney Plus or we're watching Steven Universe and I'll just come down. I'll just put your dick in my mouth and I'll just start like playing with it and moving it side to side. And then like if you have a lot of skin at the end, I'll like suck on it kind of like a
mm-hmm.
kind of like, you know, like when you like do like. Keynes, you know, you're sick right now. So, like, when you get that loogie in the back of your throat, where you're like, but, like, sometimes you're bored. So, like, you'll blow that bubble. Am I the only one that blows the bubbles?
Ew.
And then, like, you let it, like, run down. You're like,
yeah, you're the only one that blows the bubble. Yeah.
No, do not. No, nobody else. Am I the only one that plays yo-yo with their loogies?
Are you still a kindergartner? I mean, come on.
Oh, like, no. It's not kindergarten. It's that's autism. There's a difference.
That's absolutely disgusting. Please do not do that with me.
Oh, no. You will 100% see it. If you come in my mouth, mister, I will do it with your cum.
Nope.
Yes.
You will be kicked in the face.
We will have no choice with Barely there. We will do the Triple H.
Oh, God.
It's all about the game.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Uncut cock.
So now I have a thing for uncut cock. It's like, it doesn't.
You know. And you know what? If you saw Keynes's cock, it would turn you uncut too. What's the equivalent of going from cut to uncut? I feel like that would be like, oh, it would turn you straight too. Like, what's the aversion of like turning you straight for like turning you on to uncut cock?
I don't.
That's the equivalent of that's the equivalent of our sex position of the week.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. You wait till we get to our sex position.
If you're listening to this on YouTube, comment down below.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
Comment down below what your equivalent of this would be.
Hit us up on Telegram, please.
There you go.
And tell us what it would be.
Well, all the comments are reviewed before posted on YouTube, by the way.
Oh,
so
good.
It's not just a general boasting. Anyway.
Okay.
So we're talking about stuff. That's right. We're talking about our pup play sex kit or your go bag, or as Dawson calls it, the grab bag, which a couple episodes ago we talked about grab bag, and that's what he thought we were talking about. And he had a whole thing ready to go for this. And then we were talking about just random projects and stuff.
I was so prepared, but I was like a month late.
Yeah.
Turns out early. Apparently I was just, you know, I was identifying as a female that month and
there
I
you
was
go.
Just late for yep. my period.
Yeah.
By like 2 weeks. I'm not pregnant, guys. Congratulations for me.
So to paraphrase a common commercial, what's in your bag? Dawson, what's in your bag?
What's in my bag?
Or why do we have a bag in the first place? Why would you have one in the first place?
Okay, so well the thing is that like okay, so like how many times have these guys gone on Grindr or any hookup site or anything like that? And what are your guys's top three questions that you get from a guy before you go over to their place to hook up if you're on a hookup app?
So let me kind of steal that real quick. When I was before I was a pup was
before four times
before I was a puppy or had mm-hmm. my puppy self on my Grindr app, it was more mm-hmm. of, hey, let's fuck. I was like, mm-hmm. okay.
So right. Yeah.
I was much more but casual.
Were you expecting them to have everything or would you bring anything or would you ask questions well, about what needs to be brought? Or so,
well, the only thing he needed to bring was his, he only needed to bring his dick. I mean, or they're bring their dick. They're just going to fuck. I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah. I mean, what else so would like, you need? So like Grindr is interesting because it depends on the person. It's not necessarily everyone has the same experience with me, at least. So like,
yeah, because we're like, we're not before. All bareback kings. Like yeah, we're not I all don't. Living on the edge.
Yeah. I don't do that. I have to get to know someone. So I'm very much like, even with Barely, like when I first like started talking to him, I basically like, I like talking to people. And then mm-hmm. if the sex comes, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's not a mandatory oh, it's thing. Gonna. And so I like to actually get to know someone in person and like actually like talk to them first.
So that's a topic for another podcast, but you would say that you're kind of in a sense more on the demisexual side of things where you need to kind of have a connection or a friendship or a relationship. Well,
no, I'm not opposed to a casual hookup either.
Okay.
So it just depends, but as the puppy self, I definitely am more reserved. So if I'm grabbing a bag to go over to someone's house for like this, it would be someone that I know already. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a casual hookup for me.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have, so this was something that was actually brought up in chat on the Telegram. Is so not only would we have, so this is something that we can talk about a little bit later if you want to. So I have my grab bag, which would basically be like lube. I would have like water or an energy drink or something in the car on mm-hmm. the way there or something like that. If you're having like car sex or sex in a park or somewhere, like do you guys keep a grab bag? Or a small one in your vehicle by chance? Or because like I have a towel in my car. Mm-hmm. I don't have lube in my car, but I keep mm-hmm. a single condom during the summer in my car. In the winter, it's not the best idea because, you know, minus 40 is minus 40 in Fahrenheit and condoms. Celsius. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter at that point. Yeah. You're basically playing with fucking... You might as well just fuck with a cucumber or cellophane. But do you guys like keep anything in your car just in case of like, cause like my thing is like, I'm like, cause my ADHD gets me. That's where I get fucked. And like everybody mm-hmm. always is like, oh no, you just need to be able to like, you know, say no more. You're like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, I know what the fuck I have. And my issue is impulse control. So like I could be not horny for 7 months. And then all of a sudden, for 5 minutes on the way home from work, I need to fuck everything in sight.
Sounds like a puppy.
So,
yes.
I have shit in my car just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
Just in so, case. Well, of see, that I don't, once in a blue moon, literally.
Yeah, see, I don't like car sex. It's well, like, funny, I have well, a house, you can I have a nice bedroom. Well, I know, and outside well, sex is fun and hot. But as far as keeping things in a car, I do keep lube and a towel and a couple of things in my motorcycle bag, because when the husband and I are out riding motorcycles, sometimes, you know, we're off remote somewhere and it's like, hey, let's fuck. So we pull over, and the first time we did that, we didn't have any equipment with us. And so after that, I always keep a small little baggie inside the
Can you do me a favor? And in the springtime, can you record that? Because that'd be hot as fuck. I don't know why. I don't know what your husband looks like whatsoever, but I just have a vivid
way. It's very fun. It's very fun.
Of an interstate, watching a state trooper just drive by.
No, it's not on the start. No, we don't go on the interstate when we ride motorcycles. We go off rurally and take all the back roads and stuff. And there's nothing hotter than bending them over my motorcycle and just going to town. But as far as keeping things in the car, no. And I don't have
a bag. So what's in that saddlebag, though? So you have lube, you said. What else?
Lube and a towel. And because it's my husband, so I don't need anything
else. Now, here's the important question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we never talk about this. It's always a towel, but what color is the towel?
Okay, you guys are going to freak out. And Keynes knows this. All my cum rags are white.
Okay, that's fair. All of my family works in healthcare, so all of my towels are white and then have a stamp of like whatever fucking hospital they came from.
No, I don't have a stamp, but I think Keynes, when you were visiting, didn't I throw you a towel and you're like, really, a white towel? And I was like, yeah, they're white. It's okay.
Well, what color towels do you have, Keynes?
I have black and blue.
Okay, so. Backstreet Boys.
So for me, when I am home, basically this is from one of my exes who loved to come with a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of lube, they use
what kind of blanket though? Like a fleece blanket or
like a furry one.
Still have it?
He hasn't washed it since. It's still crusty.
No, he never actually, did wash it.
Actually, I never
he did never did wash it.
Yeah, never yeah. did wash it. It was all
when
every once in a while, he flakes it so that way it looks like dandruff shedding, and he'll just lie underneath it.
When Keynes and I became friends, there was a number of times where he would jerk off on camera for me into this towel. And I asked him once after like seven times, I said, do you ever wash that towel? He's like, nope. It just gets crustier and crustier. And I was like, okay then.
So
see, washing the towel is the equivalent of me making my bed in the morning. Why do I need to do it? Because I'm just gonna mess it up at the
no,
end.
No,
of
no,
the,
no, no, no. Anyway. So I actually enjoyed. So this is the problem with me. I am a cum slut. Okay, I love cum. I love the smell, the taste, the texture. I love everything about cum. So when my ex.
Refer to episode 36.
When he would jerk off, okay, at his house, like by himself, he used a blanket to like actually like stroke, like actually like between his hand and his dick.
Okay.
He had a blanket so that he
could fleece blanket.
Yeah. So that he could actually jerk off without like causing pain or friction. And so his blanket smelled amazing to me, and I absolutely loved putting my face in his air quotes cum blanket.
Uh-huh.
And so
complete.
Basically, I convinced him after like two or three times that we hung out. I was like, I'm going to take this and buy you a new one. When this one is like good and crusty, then I'm going to steal this and buy you another one. And so we did that. And basically, I would take these home and then still use them. So like we cleaned up like from our sex stuff, we cleaned up with these blankets, basically.
Crusty blankets. Yeah. Yes. Which he does not keep in his grab bag, by the way.
No, I do not keep them in my grab bag. And I think I only have one remaining since I've done it. But I do have a new one, but I do wash it regularly.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So basically your blankets get washed just as regularly as I do.
Probably
more so. Yeah. Probably so more.
At least I'm cleaner than something.
No. Saying his blankets probably get cleaned less than you.
Ouch.
Okay. Yeah. Like, or more than you. Yeah.
So I clean them probably two to three weeks, basically. They go on the washer and dryer.
Fair. I mean, okay. I literally told Barely, and he told me I was a good boy.
I did.
It was a good boy. I was
you
good
were
boy.
A good boy.
The last two nights in a row, I've showered after work, but only because I couldn't stand the smell of my own feet. Remember how you guys said, oh, mm-hmm. wow, you have smelly feet? I can't wait to smell. No, it's fog.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm going to. No, that was never, Canes.
Nope.
That
nope.
was Canes. Nope.
You come into the room at BLFC with smelly feet, I'm going to drag your ass into the shower.
No, or I'm at getting least wash your feet. I'm buying brand new shoes before I come down, and I'm buying powder.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
I'm
good.
Buying. Okay. Soon. No, actually, I can't even know. I have to wait till I get down there. Okay, so whoever's picking me up from the airport, we have to go to a Walgreens somewhere because I need tough acting to Nacton.
There's a Walmart within walking distance of the hotel.
Good.
Yeah. So what's in your bags?
Well, okay, so here's my hack. I have a hack mm-hmm. for mine. So I have lube.
Mm-hmm.
If I need, I'll have condoms. I don't buy condoms, obviously, often, because I don't know how much they are in the States, but they're like $25 for a 12-pack here.
Well, that's Canadian, $25.
They're not that expensive.
$25 for a 12-pack. Like, a bottle of lube is like $17. So, like, you better
well, that's not bad for a bottle of lube.
That's like $30-something for us.
Yeah, lube is more expensive down here. So
No. Like what I'm saying is, for his price, that would be like $30.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. So like, what is it? I think it's
a
4.5 ounces.
Jesus,
$17.
Okay.
Does that sound too much, or does that sound okay?
Well, no. So, like the lube that I've got, the Good Parts lube, that 4.5 ounce bottle is, I think it's $29.99.
So $30. You for that guys lube. Bring something different,
yeah.
that will change my mind.
Yeah.
My favorite lube mm-hmm. is the Trojan Sensations with the aloe in it.
Okay, you're gonna like this Good Parts lube. It's really good.
Also, are you bringing the other half of your drink that you got from Mr. S. Leather? The boner drink?
I got to buy more. I used them all.
Oh, damn it.
I got to order some more. So
I was like, ah, oh, damn. Are you
I'll
bringing
have some.
Some?
I'll
okay.
have some.
I mean, okay, because I want to try, because I'm going to need it.
Might be faster to get it shipped to Canes.
Probably.
Since it's local.
I'm not going to lie.
No,
I was debating.
The same amount of time,
I was debating on there's a lovely, lovely, amazing fucking pup that offered to upgrade my muzzle for me. Because mm-hmm. remember when I was mentioning that, like, when I finally go to like my first con and I go through like all the stuff, I get to like upgrade and like become mm-hmm. a bigger puppy. Yeah. So they offered to actually like buy my next upgrade muzzle. And I'm like, you're
go
so fucking amazing. Thank you.
Go for it.
So
go for
I can't thank you guys enough. Like, honestly, like, you guys out there in the fucking people, like, you guys are fucking amazing. So obviously I'll have that in my fucking sex pack or in my grab bag by then. I also bring a cock ring just in case I don't have the pills, because that helps. Your towel, obviously. But for me, so here's my thing is, so if I'm staying the night, or if I'm staying, or if I know I'm staying a while,
right,
like when I come down to CUs, I'm gonna end up either like, I obviously, because I'm traveling on a plane, I can't, so obviously I'm gonna have to hit up a Walmart, but I'll bring my own shampoo and body wash because I'm sensitive.
Oh, Sensipup.
I'm sensitive. So if I use any other body wash or hair wash than what I'm used to, I basically just either break out in hives, or I end up itchy, or I end up with rashes. So it's not a good time.
Yeah. No.
I'll bring that. But the other thing is, that's why I was asking before, is because I don't know if you guys have ever had that conversation be where it's like somebody will, you'll be messaging, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, hey, do you have lube? No, I don't. Do you? No, I don't.
Doesn't every gay man have like a box of lube available? It's like, seriously, because I get that all the time. Like, do you have lube? Like, yeah. Why don't you have fucking lube? What? Why don't you have lube?
Okay. So that's okay. So I'm not alone. Okay. I'm not the only broke bitch out there. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Because that's my main thing is like, that's the one thing is like, oh, do you have lube? I'm like, no. And it's like, oh, well, you're lucky that like, you know, I can take it with spit, I guess.
I have a story.
It's so funny because literally I'm thinking in my head going, I think I have like 12 to 15 bottles of lube in my apartment right now.
The other difference is that the three of us are fucking sex educators. So like I would assume that we would have different fucking bottles of lube in our house. Like seven in my bedroom right now. Do I use half of them? No.
I mean, I've got lube. I've got water-based bottles. Silicone based, different. I got warming, cooling.
I have numbing, which flavors. I have really numbing. My dick is numb as it is.
So I have two stories about lube. So the first one is when my husband and I were first going out, I went to a store in town where I lived called Bi-Mart, and it's basically a general store, and a lot of things that they sell is hunting and camping related. In the camping aisle was two bottles of gun oil, the lube gun oil. Okay. And it was like $6, and it was the big one. It was the big bottle, and it was like $6. And so I looked at that and I said, wow, that's sex lube. So I picked it up and I brought it home and I texted my boyfriend, who is now my husband. And I said, hey, they have gun oil at, Bi-Mart for $6 that had two bottles. And he says, well, go back and buy the other one because that's really expensive lube. And when I went back there, it was gone already. And I have no idea what they were thinking, but I think they thought it was actual gun oil that they were selling at the place. Now, my second story is about the numbing lube, like Dawson, you just mentioned. So
it's not fun all the time.
It's not, but I put some on. And my husband gets out of the shower and he comes in and he latches on to start sucking my dick. And he looks up at me and he says, why are my lips getting numb? He said, did you put something on your dick? And I was like, yeah, it's a numbing lube, so I don't come really fast. And he's like, well, don't do that anymore because now I can't feel my lips.
Oh, my God. I did that once, except it was Orajel. Because my tooth was sore. So I put the Orajel on my tooth. And then we were horny. So I went to suck Marcus's dick. And then the Orajel got into his dick. And he's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad. So anyway.
Yeah, that numbs and stings at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So
my least favorite lube that I've ever used was the... there's this one that basically is for the female side of things.
Vaginas.
And
AY vaginas. Jelly?
No. It was like a heating one.
Did you know? Oh
yeah. We talked about this on our a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Is that his and her sensations? The dual pack?
Yeah. The dual pack. Yeah. So literally when I was, this was years and years ago, but I tried it and I was like, oh, this is cute, like this should work. Mm-hmm. And I was a closeted gay guy at the time, so I was nervous to go to
I would laugh at you being a closeted gay guy, but at the same time you can pull it off.
Oh, I definitely can. I literally was a church goer. And
actually, I'm not gonna lie, I think the three of us could totally walk into a bar and walk up with three chicks and just be like, just kidding, good night, girl.
The three of us go home together and leave them in the parking lot.
Good night. Like 100%. Just start making out.
But so basically I tried it and I was just like, nope, get this shit off me right now.
because the lube. By the way, everybody, not the girls, the lube.
Right.
The lube, 100%.
Yeah. He didn't have a bunch of girls on him and be like, nope, get off of me. No, just kidding. Actually,
that was the moment he realized he was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've kind of always known.
Yeah. So, Okay, so a cock ring, a towel, your hair wash and shampoo, your body wash, and then canes, what do you throw in your bag? So do you have a different... Obviously, if somebody's coming over to your place, your shit's already there.
I have everything there. So it's kind of up to them. I guess, like, we have it, like, once Keynes is done with him, we can kind of get into that because I decided to go and probe the community and ask because that's what I do the best is just
let Keynes finish.
And be like, hey, what do you do when you go have sex?
Yeah, so let's let Keynes finish.
So basically, it depends on what I'm doing. So if it's a casual hookup, and I'm like going, because I have gone to the gym.
What's the definition of a casual hookup?
So like, okay, so a casual hookup is literally we're going to hook up and then we're never talking ever again. And
one and done.
Like you're come never go, seeing don't me call ever me. Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I like, wish I've I lived in a city big enough.
So I've done this actually at gyms. So I actually in my gym bag, I actually have a bottle of lube and condoms with me all the time. Again, sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't. It depends on who basically is there or if I'm getting fucked or if they're getting fucked. It's all different. But so that's the casual hookup side. So like I definitely do pack for that. But if it's more of a puppy side, like a play date, if I'm going to go see like an alpha, okay, for instance, I don't have something that
hey Greg
I would like grab and then go to the car. To go leave, it would be like me planning ahead and packing to that trip. So like something that goes with me is I have a like you'll see it at BLFC, but I have a wolf plushie that I always just like hold on to because it actually like lets me sleep better when I am holding on to something. I don't know if you noticed barely, but I didn't bring mine when I visited you, and so I was holding holding one of your pillows. Basically,
which didn't strike me as odd at all because my husband does that. So it's like, okay, yeah, like, all right, there you go.
So if I legitimately trusted the airlines to get my actual like undercarriage baggage all the way from here to Reno, I would bring my dog bed 100% to Reno, and I would sleep on it while I was there in the bed 100%. But I do not trust them not to lose my luggage.
Well, you know what you
because I am flying in Spirit, and fuck me if I'm even going to get there.
I mean, you could ship it to Keynes, and we could bring it in the car.
I mean, just go to Petco. It's the same fucking shit. It's the one that says woof on it.
There you go.
But if I'm going somewhere to like an alphas, usually it's like for a play session, and so like I plan accordingly to that. Obviously, like a hood or two. I have a couple different types of hoods too that I like bringing. So like I have a deprivation hood, I have my puppy hood, I have my
play hood. You have that sexy purple one in the back.
We'll ignore that for right now. And then like, you know, if they're like someone I trust, I'm not going to bring condoms because we've already fucked bareback numerous times at this point. Usually we'll bring toys, usually we'll bring a douche in case, you know, I want to get fucked. Wet wipes are a thing. It's usually unless I like know that the person has different lube that I don't necessarily like, I might bring my own too. But again, it's more planning for that trip specifically. It's not necessarily a bag that I can just grab immediately and then
set go by the door with your passports and I'm assuming $100 in cash, you know.
Yeah. And I'm assuming it differs like so like for me because I'm lazy and it doesn't always match up, I guess, but I'm mostly a bottom. I'm a top. Mm-hmm. I'm a top.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm a top.
It's you say it enough, it might
I'm
come
a
locked, true.
It's Locktober. I'm a top.
Okay.
But I'm obviously it would depending on what our bag consists of, I guess, would determine whether or not we were depending on if we were going to top or bottom. Like barely, obviously, you top more than you bottom, obviously, 100%. So your bag would consistently be more of a topping bag than a bottoming bag. So, like, obviously, you said that you would bottom more. Wet wipes would be one, because obviously if your ass was going to be eaten, you want that to be nice and minty fresh. So hopefully, I hope you don't get lavender. Is it just me, or does lavender just remind me like of baby?
Lavender reminds me of grandma's.
Exactly, like baby grandma.
Like, I was thinking like potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri.
I'm going to get potpourri scented.
Potpourri.
I'm going to get potpourried.
Ooh, we'll market that. It'll be a new thing. We'll market our own little butt wipes. Call it potpourri.
Potpourri.
Off-leash brand potpourri.
But we do have, and it is cool that, Canes, you did mention Stuffy, because I did mention that I was probing the community a bit, and Pupsin did mention that they do bring a Stuffy with them in their grab bag. A lot of people say condoms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good for yous, good for yous. Because I have an OnlyFans, I make sure that I keep myself tested, as well as all that you should. A reminder for everybody to get tested. Take your meds.
At least quarterly.
Quarterly.
At least.
I am getting my STI, STD testing, as well as my COVID boosters and flu shots and all that shit all at the same time before I go down to Reno.
Well, you are leaving in the country. You need to have all your shots
and
in order.
That,
you
all
know.
That stuff. No, actually, I don't. But in order to go and... I don't need any of that in order to leave the country, but in order to be sexy and dance,
it was a joke.
I need to.
Yeah.
So that was also a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be funny, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, go get tested and everything, because these guys should be doing all that shit anyway.
So what did some of the community members say?
What I was saying is Stuffies. Obviously condoms, lube. The one thing that I don't think any of us mentioned yet, actually, is like the number one thing, which obviously not for me, because there's water in the hot dog juices, mommy, is water. Scout said water and a water bottle and extra water. Pup Blitz mentioned a douche as well, too, as t-shirt. We have phone chargers and a phone bank.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz and Scout both said power banks and chargers. I always bring a power bank with me just because.
Oh, by the way, on Amazon, there is a 2-pack of power banks, and they have little puppy paws on the outside.
Oh.
And that's the level indicator for how much level is left. So when each the paw. Pad and all five little paw pads are lit up and is full power, and as it goes down, they turn off one by one. It's adorable.
Ooh. We're gonna put that in chat when this episode comes out, right? Because I need to buy one. There's so much stuff that I wish I had money for, where I'm like, I just wish I could buy it and send it to you or Canes, because the shipping and the price would be so much cheaper.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anyway, so
there's those, and then we also had a couple of things, because I was like, you know what, there's just three guys with dicks up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always have a female representation up in here. So I decided to ask some of my female friends what they bring. And some of them is the same thing, is lube and condoms, because they don't want to get prego. They also bring a cock ring as well, too. But what I found is, and this is the most hilarious thing,
okay,
and my response was the same thing. I'm like, I wish I can come like a man before too. Is their number one thing was, well, they can come no matter what happens, so it doesn't matter. So I'm bringing what I need to come. And I'm like, what it would be like to come like a man. So that is the one thing that I love from all of our female listeners out there, is that their number one thing is, well, it doesn't matter what the fuck they bring, it's what I need to bring. I love y'all, and I'm living it. The vibes are real up in here. So what their number one thing was is handcuffs.
Okay.
Which was hot. Handcuffs and rope, which was good.
Interesting.
We also have the Wii vibe.
Okay.
However, they were all cheap, and they only had the remote version. They didn't have the phone Bluetooth version. So I'm sorry, ladies, but you minus a version. Y'all need to step up your game and use those handcuffs a little bit longer and get your man the fucking Wi-Fi wireless version, so that way you can use it on your phone, so that way you can go all international with it. And then the other thing was a extra pair of underwear, which I think our parents always said to never leave the house without a clean pair of underwear. And I think we underestimated what they were actually saying and meant to keep an extra pair extra of pair clean with underwear you.
Yes,
with you, not on you. It was with you.
Right.
So, I think that's the takeaway of all that, is that our parents actually meant to keep an actual pair of clean underwear with you, not
with
on you
at all times.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's if I didn't, I think we got what? Sin, Scout, Blitz, Heather. Yep. Y'all fucking amazing. Thank you guys so much. As well as everybody else that came in that didn't want to be mentioned but put their stuff in there.
Yeah. So what about poppers? Nobody's mentioned poppers.
So, yeah, I don't know. Poppers is a weird thing for me because I find that... So, I find poppers is almost like having a big dick where it's just like, as long as you have them, let's have a good time. So, like, I've had people that, like, they don't give a fuck about me. They don't give a fuck about coming over. They just want to come over to the fact that I have poppers. That's it.
Okay.
Same thing as, like, I cannot have poppers at all, but I'll show you a picture of my dick and, oh yeah, I'll come over. I don't give a fuck who you are or what's going on, but like, hey, okay. I've seen your dick. Let's do this.
Right.
Here's my takeaway, and then I'll shut the fuck up and I'll let you guys take over, is I've been introduced to poppers, and I've tried them for the first time in July of 2023.
Okay, so you're new to poppers.
I've never done them. I've known of them, but I've never tried them. I've never seeked them out. I've never had anybody been like, hey, I have poppers. You want to go? Anything like that in the 25 plus years I've been on this earth.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think?
Here's the thing. Is I have ADHD.
Right.
So everything to me is completely different.
Okay.
So cigarettes that are uppers are technically downers for me.
Right. Everything's
weed
backwards.
Weed that is a downer is an upper for me.
Okay.
Cocaine that is an upper is a downer. Like, it's all completely different. So, like, whatever poppers are supposed to do,
It does the opposite.
It does the opposite. So I didn't.
Yeah.
All I felt was I got a little bit warm and I felt like I needed to go outside and take my shirt off. Okay. And then I needed to take a shit really bad. I don't know if that's the way they're supposed to work, but that's the way it was.
That's not the way they're supposed to work. No.
Yeah. So that's what it did for me. So for other people, it's might be different. It might help. Who knows? But yeah, no, up until July this year, I've never been introduced. I've never been. And then from there, I had three people ask me, hey, do you have poppers? And I said, yeah, I have poppers. And then ever since then, they've just been like, hey, do you have poppers? And it's like, it's fucking crack. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm going to shut up now because that's my experience. And I'll let you guys take on from there.
Yeah, I tried poppers once. It gave me a nice orgasm, but wasn't really for me. The hubby uses it, and a couple hookups like to use poppers because it loosens them up. And that's the main idea. It's supposed to loosen up your bum hole for the top to get in easier.
So, helps relax you.
Relax, yeah.
It's
a short-lived high.
Yeah, yeah. It's only supposed to be like...
It's not going in, you're not a real bottom.
It's only like 20 minutes at the most, 20, 30 minutes. And then
at the most, I mean, when I did it, it was like 5 minutes and then that was it.
Yeah. So. It depends on how much you do. I like when someone likes poppers. I personally don't like doing them. I've tried them numerous times. I've tried different variations of them. I just don't like the smell of them. Like mm-hmm. to the point where it's like a turn off.
Yeah.
For me to like put it in my nose.
Yeah, it's a very big chemical smell. It's very chemically.
Yeah. Yeah. But
see, I grew up in very straight country, so the smell of varnish and burning tires and all that shit is kind of it's hot. So it's not bad, but I don't know. For me, I tried the loosening. Okay, it might have worked. Cool. But I tried the whole popper thing where when you're about to come, it's supposed to give you a good orgasm. So I'm like, oh, hey, I'll give this a good, I feel like I'm about to come. I'll give this a good snort. Instant boner kill. Went soft. Yeah. Couldn't do anything. I was done.
Again, it was because of the ADHD and it was an opposite effect.
100%.
So keep going, Canes.
So I do like giving it to people. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is with drones or more of bondage and stuff like that, the sub kind of loses the ability to move. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they like having poppers before you go into them or, mm-hmm. During or whatever. And this is obviously something that you guys talk about well in advance. This is that you should not do right off the get-go when you first meet as well. You should talk about it. But it's very fun when someone is getting milked, for instance. And something that's really fun is if they have a gas mask on, if they're mm-hmm. Into the drone look. There's tubes mm-hmm. that actually can hold a little bit of the actual fluid mm-hmm. Inside of it, so that as they're breathing in, they're getting
the poppers.
The poppers. Nice. And it makes them come quickly because it's the last push for the edging session type of thing. But it is very, very fun to do that. I like doing that.
All right. All right. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, so anything else that would be a necessity in a go bag? We've talked about just about everything. And of course, pups that are listening, you put in your go bag what you feel is comfortable for you.
A leash.
A leash. There you go.
Put
a leash
in. Yeah. We mentioned leash, so you can get walkies.
So we mentioned what we would put in the bag, mm-hmm. but we never mentioned the bag. So Canes mentioned that he has stuff in his gym bag, mm-hmm. but do we have a designated bag? So I can't remember the website. I should probably look it up. I should have done more research. I'm a bad fucking person. I'm a bad puppy. I'm a bad host.
You're not.
There's actually specific bags that you can get mm-hmm. for this that are actual lube proof or leak proof and stuff like that. I can't remember what website it's from, but I know they're out there.
I have one. It's from Fort Trough.
That's it right there. That's it.
Fort Trough has a lot of stuff.
What's the bag name?
It's just their go bag. They just call it their go bag.
That's why. Yeah. That's where I got the fucking name from. See?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking insane. Cool. So okay.
Yeah, and they've got a big one that's got individual pouches that go in there. It's cubes and they go in there like that. And I bought it not for being a go bag. I bought it because it's perfect for hauling around all my electronic shit to cons. I can have each individual bag
for the purpose.
It's not even for the purpose, but it works great for that. Cause I can keep electronic cords and things, microphones and another one. And I know that it's all in that bag and it's got the big Fort Trough symbol on it. So anybody that sees the Fort Trough symbol, if they know what it is, then I know, hey, you're a potential, but anyone else, they just think it's just the brand of the bag that I bought, but which is kind of fun.
I'm just going to blow off some fireworks this weekend, do some straight boy mm-hmm. shit. But you know what? That one guy in the front row. Yeah, I see you there, little Twinkie. Yep. Oh, you know what this is? Yeah, come mm-hmm. back to my room. Here you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, no, that's what literally exactly. Fort Trough is. That is the website I've been trying to think of for the last two fucking weeks. But you think I can remember where I heard from it? No, that is the one. But what I use is because I got the 2.0 and then I upgraded to the 4.0 when they came out to it, is mm-hmm. I actually use the Manscaped bag, the little leather bag. that comes with it.
I've got one of those too.
I actually put everything in there. Fun fact, actually, that I mentioned at the beginning that I was going to put in at the end, which you guys get now. Good for you for sticking around to the end. You're such good boys and girls. Yeah, you are.
Good puppies.
Good puppies. Now you get this little tidbit. So if you go to Petco or PetSmart and you ask for one of the containers to test your fish tank water, they'll give you a little 250 ml bottle with a little screw on the end that has a little flip-up cap.
Okay.
And you can fill that up with lube.
Yeah.
And you can take that on the go, so that way you don't have to take the full bottle with you. You can just take a little one session, two session amount, and you're good to go. Unless you're a red puppy like myself and you need some extra for, you know, those full-handed moments that you just can't get a full handle on.
The fisting.
Yeah.
We'll just say fisting.
Yeah. For those fisted moments, then you might need a little bit of a bigger bottle, which for the salted aquariums, they do have bigger bottles, which you can ask for as well too, but they're free. That's what Marcus uses, because I have a few of them in the house from the aquariums. And that's what he uses in his go bag, along with condoms as well too. And joints. Yeah.
Joints. Okay.
Joints. Yeah, cool. Yeah. He has joints in his. I have joints in mine too. I know a few other people that have Molly, but I don't think that we should be, you know.
We don't advocate.
In Canada, it's all legal.
In America, it's not. So anyway. Anyway. All right. Anything else, Keynes, before we get to our Wheel of Kink?
I don't think so.
Right. I'm just happy I got to the bottom here. And you know what? I was actually asking around at work today about sex positions, because I was like, I can't fucking think of one. And then I saw it was Barely's turn. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
I had to actually like go through the past episodes to figure out who it was this week.
I'm going to start putting this on the calendar, which person is which week.
So Keynes was last week. I'm this week. And so that means you're next, Dawson.
This live?
No.
Can we try my sex position live?
Can we test the sex position? Yes, he will be doing it on the quote unquote live broadcast from, or the live recording.
Nice. We can beta test this so we can make sure it works before we go.
Okay, so here's the first item on the Wheel of Kink. This is abyssophilia, which is movement restriction. And you mentioned that before, Keynes, about restricting movement. So have you done it?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of times.
All right.
My favorite is Shibari. So I love the act of tying up
someone. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. I love the act of tying someone up. Either me being tied up or someone else being tied up. Depends on what it is. But I'm looking for how to do it. Tie me up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you have ropes?
Yes, I have lots of ropes.
Can you bring them with you?
Yes, I can bring them
because I've always wanted to be tied up.
I can tie you up.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Please.
I'll send you some pictures of some shibari I did on a puppy. So
yeah, yes. Barely bring your stuff too. We can have a whole party.
I'll see how much stuff needs to go in the trunk that I'm shipping.
Part of the Telegram group, y'all need to get in there right now, because I'll tell you right now, in about 2 weeks from now, I'm assuming, we're going to have...
This episode drops on the 29th of October. This episode drops the night we get to BLFC.
Oh, wow. Look at me. I'm going to be somewhere in the U.S. traveling.
Right.
Remember, it takes me 28 hours to get to y'all.
Right. So this episode drops the Sunday that BLFC starts. So get in the Telegram chat and...
Because we got some shit going on, guys.
All right. So what about you, Dawson? You want to be tied up? Have you been tied up before?
No.
No? Never?
No, never. But I feel like it would make my tits look amazing, and that's what I've always wanted.
Okay, all right. See, I want to tie up Dawson with the arms tied up like this so that he can't take his arms out and his legs tied up so he has to walk around that puppy like that on all fours.
My elbows feel funny, so remember I got arthritis.
Well, you got arthritis on you.
Although, you know what the other one would be like that I would love that I've always wanted to do was the fucking T-bar in the back. Where you basically tie my hands and my legs together in the back like that, so that way you can basically hold me and pick me up and fucking drag me.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. This is crurophilia. And what? This is a kink related to legs and only having sex on the legs.
So you're like fucking the crease between their knees?
I guess, yeah.
Interesting.
Never had that. Yeah,
I've never done it. Something but I would it's, do. It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. It's like
I'd be down to try it.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was a couple weeks ago when I went to the bathhouse and the guy I was going with, he's like, "Yeah, I'm not going to be able to bottom today, but I've got I've got elbow crux." I was like, "Okay, whatever. You have fun, dude."
I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like that would be like somebody who's like, and like, I can get behind this because like behind every good leg is a nice ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't have a nice ass without decent thighs.
Yeah. But if you got and decent you can't legs, have you decent usually have a good thighs ass.
Without a fucking sexy ass calf.
Yeah.
And you can't really have a sexy ass calf with cankles.
I mean, so like something that I love doing.
So like I could see it.
I don't know if this qualifies as this. Sometimes I love when I can just like put my dick between the butt cheeks, basically, and then like just kind of like go in and out from there. Like it doesn't need
basically to the gay version of titty fucking.
Yeah, basically it's
hot dogging.
Yeah, hot dogging.
Throwing the hot dog down the skinny high. No, that's right.
You know, you're throwing the hot dog down the buns. And it's like, yeah, there you go. So, all right.
But I've done that. I don't know if that counts as that.
Probably not.
No, that's too high up the legs.
Because
It has to end at the It has to end at the ankles because if not, you get into feet play and fucking the feet, which doesn't count into it. And if you go up anywhere past the thighs and the crease of the butt, then at that point it's butt play.
Okay, so here's a weird one. Yeastiality.
Oh my god, sex... is that fucking somebody with a yeast infection?
No, that's having sex with bread.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Okay, that's more okay.
Yeastiality. Okay.
Yeastiality, yeah.
Wow.
Did you put more in here?
Where do you find this shit? Where do I find this shit? I found a website called
Get it's 2023 and we're all into like looking at ourselves and like trying, but like fucking bread, like come on, that's like right. American pie. That's some American pie jackass shit. Like
right now, this is
not even Steve-O would be like, hey, I'm gonna fuck that loaf.
Yeah, this is called the complete list of 239 sexual fetishes and kinks.
I mean, but like, so like, let's rewind.
Let's break it down.
So like, some people might actually find that, you know, enjoyable.
Well, yeah.
Just like, you know, SPH type of side of things for plushies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
except the plushies aren't warm and moist and.
Well, see, but
okay. You know what? I'm starting to get where they're coming from now. Okay. I might be able to get on board with this. And it smells like bread. That's almost like smelling the coffee, the and, top coming off the coffee know, container in the morning. Okay, you know what? I get
you. You get to eat it, you know, because it's, right. it'll be.
And it's already pre-buttered?
Yeah, it'll be pre-buttered and everything.
Doss is going to go out and buy a bread maker tonight. Marcus is like, why do we have 17 bread makers? I'm coming to Reno and
I'm fucking Wonder Bread.
Just going to. Get a loaf of bread. So what we should do is leave it in the room and see who's
barely's
listening to
not
the podcast.
A bottom, but when there's a piece of Wonder Bread in between, he can take the tip.
My sex position this week, this episode, I'm calling it the roller. Now, this is gonna take some time, and it's gonna take multiple participants. You're gonna need at least four tops and four bottoms and one verse.
Four tops? You're asking four tops. For way too much.
Four tops and four bottoms. Now they lay on the floor. The bottoms lay with their bottoms up, their tops lay with their dicks up. And they lay in such a manner so that their butthole, the butthole of the bottom, is in the same line as the cock of the top. Now, the verse guy starts on the bottom with his dick in the bottom, and then he rolls and puts the top's dick in his ass and then rolls to the next bottom and so on down the line.
I feel like that would be a lot of lube, and I also feel like you specifically made this one so that way the next time you're at Steamworks, you don't see it on the television.
Exactly. Yes.
That would be very, very funny.
Could you imagine if you went to Steamworks next time, you just see somebody steamrolling a bunch of dicks in the middle of a living room? Jesus Christ. I mean, BLFC 2023, instead of coming on pizzas, we could just be coming down the hallway.
That's right. Yeah.
It does sound fun, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so there's one dick, and me and you, Canes, we can try it.
Dick hole, just, you know, and then I guess, you know, if you really wanted to keep it going, the guy at the end, like, you know, the move the logs, he just gets up and goes to the other side and just keeps going. Yeah.
Okay. You know,
and then just all the way down the hallway.
What happens if you do one better? I'll do you one better. What happens if you have the tops in the middle and bottoms on the bottom with their asses up and dicks down, and then you have the tops alternating in the middle, and then you have another set of bottoms alternating on the top, and then you have the middle tops rotating in the middle.
We're building a whole apparatus now.
We're basically building an entire conveyor belt. So the middle are the top cylinders fucking the conveyor belts on the top and bottom.
We call that one the Amazon distribution center.
$1.99 gets you express.
Brings up a whole new day and a whole new meaning for Prime Days.
A whole world.
All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in.
That's all. Shorty episode this week.
Yep, thanks for tuning in. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we thank you for choosing ours, putting us in your ear holes or your other holes.
Your eye holes. What? These are my eye holes.
No, don't fucking eye hole. Unless you don't have an eye in there. Giggity. Sounds like a Family Guy episode.
That would be
American Dad, actually. Jeez, get with the times, Dad. God damn. Where are you? Anyway, still listening to MASH?
Yeah, so yes. I've been Barely.
And I've been Canes.
I'm Dowelson.
And we hope that all your parts are all in the right places. And we hope to see you soon at BLFC. Well, if you're listening to this and you're at BLFC, come see us. Hang out with us. Have some fun. We got a lot of fun stuff going to do. And we will talk to you all in a couple of weeks.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerds production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, and Rudy Pup. We appreciate your support and donations.